Okay. We have to introduce ourselves. Right. Speak clearly, by the way, because I don't know how good this recording thing is.
Oh, you, me, me. How about you?
I'm speaking clearly and loudly.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah. So I'm Phoebe, and I'm recording my grandmother. Want to introduce yourself?
I'm Phoebe's grandmother. My name is Doris Teamerson. I've lived in Webster for almost 50 years. Before that, I lived in Penfield. I was born in Geneva.
You lived in Penfield?
Mm-hmm.
When?
Before we moved here, from 1958 to 1969, we lived on Woody Lane in Penfield.
The more you know. I've already learned everything.
So you learned something. Yeah. I went to high school in Geneva High School. I graduated valedictorian.
You did? You were valedictorian?
I was.
It's not even the first. Oh, it is the first minute.
I went to Cornell University, graduated with a major in nutrition and a major in quantity cooking and institution management and a minor in nutrition. I went on to take my dietetic internship in Boston, Massachusetts General Hospital. I finished there in 1954. I was dating my husband. He was in the service. I met him at Cornell my senior year when he was a second year law student. After he graduated from law school, he volunteered for the draft and went into the service. He went down to Fort Knox, Kentucky. We were married in the following year in July. He was shipped over to Germany in August. And at the meantime, I had taken a job with New York State in a TB sanatorium as their chief dietitian. I'd committed for a year. When I took the job, I promised to stay for a year. So I finished up my year and a few months more than that, and then I joined him in Germany. We were there. We had a ball while we were there. We traveled as much as we could. We went to Italy. Spent almost 2 weeks, well, in Switzerland and Italy, 2 weeks there. We went to Holland and on Queen Juliana's birthday to see the tulips. That was fabulous, absolutely fabulous. What beautiful rows and rows of colored flowers, just absolutely gorgeous. Then he was we went to Denmark. We rode bicycles. We rented bicycles and rode them almost to Elsinore. And we could see it in the distance, but we said, oh, we're getting tired. We better turn around and go back. So while we were there, we stayed in this home. We were way up on the third floor. They didn't have hotels. They didn't have a lot of hotels or housing at that time. And when we first got there, we went to like an armory. Mm-hmm. And they had places where the GIs could sign up for lodging. Mm-hmm. So we got this place way up on the third floor, and we took our bikes. We had to take our bikes up the three floors after we stopped. And we got these little sandwiches, so we didn't go out again that night. Then the next day, we had to take our bikes back to where we rented them from. But it was fun. We had a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And let's see, where else did we go to Germany? We went to, he met me in Paris. Mm-hmm.
And like for the first time? He met you?
We were married in July, and he went over in August.
Okay.
And then I went in March and went over in March on the Queen Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. I was down in steerage. When they talk about steerage, that's really what it is. There was actually a gate that clanged when it shut, and you were restricted to stay there because mm-hmm. the elite was upstairs. But it was fun. It was fun. Yeah, I was not seasick until I went into the ladies' room, and everybody else was throwing up. And so I quick got out of there and went upstairs and got out in the air. I was fine, mm-hmm. but it was everybody was just. There were railings around the table, and I thought, what are those for? And then one night when the heavy winds came, the dishes were going up and down the table. It was like, oh yeah, that's what they're for.
How long were you on it?
I think a week.
Oh, that's a long time.
Yeah, I think it was a week. It was not as nearly because I came back on a troop ship. Mm-hmm. I came back on a troop ship with your grandfather, and now that was for sure a week. That was long, mm-hmm. but the weather wasn't quite as bad because it was September. It was September, mm-hmm. so it was not as bad as the October or the March winds, March storms. But that was quite an experience for us. Mm-hmm. We went to Rome. Got a carriage. We had a carriage, and the horse tripped and took off down the main visa. And we're like, "Whoa!" The driver's having a he's hysterical. We're just laughing. We walked the forum. You can't do that now. We walked in the forum.
Why not?
Because it's protected. When we were there, that you could go right down into the forum, mm-hmm. and. We spent a lot of time there, and I was back in Paris with your mother. Took your mother there when she graduated from high school. I went too. Yeah, we did one of those quick trick trips. If you're in Holland, it must be day three, or if you're in such and such a place, it must be day five. Mm-hmm. I think it was 21 days altogether.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We would just get used to the faucet and the toilet and how they flushed and how the faucets and the showers worked. And then we'd be moving to another one. And they were never the same. They were mm-hmm. always different. It was quite... Yeah, I think she had a good time.
I would assume so. I mean, that's a fun trip.
Well, but she did meet a young girl. There was a couple who had a... And they hung out together. I think she was like 4 or 5 years older than Julie, or your mother. But they hung out together, did mm-hmm. things together. I think she did things that she probably wouldn't have done because she wasn't 18 or 21 or whatever mm-hmm. they had to be at that time. But I'm sure she did some things. I just suspect. So anyway, we got back from Germany. We came back in the fall, and we lived with my mother and father until he got a job in Rochester, mm-hmm. and I got a job in Rochester, and then we moved into an apartment that was one that his parents owned. We lived on Juniper Street in Rochester, which was downtown. It was an upstairs apartment. There was a balcony on it. Nothing fancy. We did have a bathtub and a shower.
I'd hope so.
A lot of places we would either have a shower or they would have a bathtub.
Oh, not both.
Yeah. It wasn't a fancy. The kitchen was a apartment mm-hmm. stove, an apartment, small, like a college dorm, a refrigerator now. And...
The whole kitchen was the size of a refrigerator?
No. Oh. No. There was a refrigerator that was probably Cameron's got one for college.
It's like the mini ones?
Yeah, mini ones. I could make a pizza and there was room in the freezer to freeze half of it so we could have that the next week. But I didn't particularly care for it. It was very crowded, but... We only had one car, and I was working at West Side, which was Rochester General, but one division of it. And I had to work every other weekend, and the weekends when I worked, I took the bus, and I had to be there at 6 o'clock in the morning, so I was on the bus at like 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning to get to work, so that your grandfather could have the car.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like that part at all. I didn't like it, but I wouldn't dare do it now. I wouldn't want you to do it now. But
why not?
Well, it's a lot safer now then.
It's a lot safer now?
No, then it was a lot safer. Oh. And even then, it was a little scary.
Yeah.
But, and then when Uncle Bill was expected,
mm-hmm.
we moved to Penfield.
Mm. And that was a house, right?
That was a house. That was what they call a split level.
Mm-hmm.
And we walked in. We had no garage. We had that added later. We had no fireplace. We had that added later. It was just a basic house. We had a toilet sitting in the middle of the room because we didn't have enough money to but it was thinking that it would be a bathroom eventually, and it was eventually we made it into a bathroom. But now there's like 5 steps into the kitchen. Small kitchen, no dishwasher. When we built the cottage, the kitchen up there was far superior to, and that was the old kitchen, that was far superior to what I had at home. And size-wise and everything else, it was like, oh, I got to go back to that kitchen, and I got all this room here. You remember what that looked like?
Yeah.
It was small. It was small.
Uh-huh. Do you want to start the first question?
You mean you've been letting me talk all this time and you have questions?
Yeah.
Now you're ready to start.
It's an interview. Well, that was your introduction. I just thought you were like really into introducing yourself, you know.
Oh.
Well, I mean, you took a lot of time, so that's good. What?
Well,
do you not want me to ask you questions?
Yeah, but I thought that... Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
I've already told you half of it.
All right. Well, no, because now we're getting... This first question's about me.
Oh.
And it's, tell me about the day I was born. How did you feel the first time you saw me and held me?
I was amazed. You were adorable.
No, babies, newborn babies are adorable, though.
Now Cam and I were talking about babies, and I said, well, you know, they say babies are all beautiful and so on, and I said, I don't think so, and she said, I don't think so either.
Mm-hmm.
But you were. You were very sweet. And you didn't come home right away.
I didn't?
No.
Was something wrong with me, or was I just...
They monitored you because... I think there was something, high blood sugar or something.
Mm.
Can't remember. You were a larger baby, and they kept you in, not intensive care, but so they could monitor you. They were in whatever babies go to.
The NICU? Whatever it's called, whatever that stands for. I think that's what it's called.
I don't know, but
yeah.
Anyway, they monitored you for a while. I think I don't remember. I don't remember whether you actually came home with your mom or not, but I know there was an issue where you were I think it was your blood sugar was high. And there was some difficulty with the birth because you were a big baby. I can't remember how much, but
it was 9 pounds something.
Yeah, I don't remember how. And what else?
I don't know. Do you remember anything about the day?
The day. No, I don't. I know it was, I think it was at night when you were born.
I have no idea.
I think so. I don't remember. I was busy with Big Sister.
Yeah, entertaining her.
Well, I think Nanny had Big Sister too, though. But I was working also.
Yeah.
So I don't really remember. So what's your next question?
Okay. What are your most vivid memories of school?
My school?
Your school.
I hated my second grade teacher.
Why?
And I liked my third grade teacher.
But why did you hate your second grade teacher? Why is that the first thing?
She was mean. Her name was Donahue. She was mean. I think she kept me after school. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but I didn't like her. I liked my fifth grade teacher very much. And my sixth grade teacher I liked very much. Miss Emmons was my third grade teacher. I can't remember. Sweeney, one of my fifth grade teacher was Sweeney. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what the sixth grade teacher was. My mother, when I was in kindergarten, my mother walked me to where she could see me go down the hill, because we didn't have buses and there weren't sidewalks. Mm-hmm. And she walked down partway so she could watch me the rest of the way almost to school. And then we had a school crossing guard. Mm-hmm. His name was Floyd. Mm-hmm. He was very nice. He helped us all through high school or through grade school. He knew us all. It was North Street School. You want me to go on to junior high?
Sure. If you have any vivid memory.
Junior high, they threw us in with all these highfalutin kids from the other side of the town who thought they were pretty snazzy. And we were from the wrong side of the track. Uh-huh. And that's funny because one of the reunions, not too long ago, maybe 10 years ago, I asked one of my classmates from grade school if she'd felt the way I felt about the kids that we got. And she said, absolutely. High school was 2 years, seventh and eighth grade. Mm-hmm. I mean, junior high was seventh and eighth grade. I don't really remember too much about that. We had a tyrant for a math teacher, and I sat right in front of her. And one day I bit my pencil in two right in front of her.
Why?
I was bored, nervous. I was sad. It was closer than you and I here sitting at the table, and all of a sudden my pencil went crack. And then we got to high school. High school was okay. I met different group of friends, and some of those highfalutin friends became a little bit better friends. They were sort of in the middle. Mm-hmm. And actually, I'm still good friends with one of them. She came to our wedding. She and her husband came to our wedding.
Do you still think of her as a highfalutin friend?
No, she was more in the middle.
Okay.
She was kind of middle. We definitely came from the wrong side of the tracks. I had some favorite teacher. I had a wonderful history teacher. Mm-hmm. She was one of these people who I think slept 3 hours a night. She was involved in politics. And when I went on to school, I took history my freshman year, which was in a course which was in the law school. I knew everything. I knew everything. It was the easiest course I took. Uh-huh. Because she had given such a great background.
Right.
I knew it all. So, next question.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, do you have any more memories? Or?
Go ahead.
Okay.
You need to stop me when I get...
No, I don't need to stop you at all. You can go on for as long as you want. What was the worst thing you remember my mom doing when she was a child? The worst thing.
Too many things. I mean, she did a lot of things that were kind of annoying. I guess when she ran away.
What?
Like you didn't know she ran away?
I thought only Uncle Bill ran away.
Oh, He was littler. She was a teenager. And she started walking. I don't know where the heck she thought she was going to go. But I thought, well, now what do I do? Do I go after her? Do I let her go for a while? What do I do? So finally I went and picked her up. She was, I don't know, she was halfway up the road. Uh-huh. I had no idea where she was going. I don't think she knew where she was going. She was just, and I don't know why she was doing it. She obviously was annoyed with me. Mm-hmm. But no, I don't remember. Knuckle Bill was the one that, but he was very cute when he ran away.
Why?
He took a clothes basket. Mm-hmm. And he filled it with all his stuffed toys. And he dragged out the door. He was halfway. I called my next door neighbor and I said, "Bill's running away. He's coming to your house." And she said, "I see him." I don't know. He stayed for I don't know how long, but he had his all his toys, all his teddy bears and all. I don't know how old he was, 4 or 5, maybe. But he was mad.
All right, next question. Because mom was just so good, you can't go on about how naughty she was.
No.
Can you tell me a little bit?
Mom was sitting in a, she was like 3 or 4. She was 3, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even 2. She was sitting in a high chair. Mm-hmm. She had spaghetti.
Oh.
And when she was done, she just took the spaghetti and threw it on the curtain. That we had curtains here. She was just, "I'm done! Yay!"
Was it that full? Or was it, did it make a big mess? Or
it made a mess, but it was. I guess I was annoyed, but it was really kind of cute. Just didn't want to laugh in front of her.
Okay, now, can you tell me a little bit about your child and what you were like as a child?
Oh, I was sweet and charming.
That's what everyone would say about themselves. But what was your childhood like?
Well, I was the youngest of 3,
mm-hmm.
and my brother was 8 years older, my sister was 6 years older, and I was a buffer. It took me a long time to figure that out, but we'd go for rides,
mm-hmm.
and I had to sit in the middle,
uh-huh.
because my brother and sister fought a lot.
Oh.
So I was the buffer. And, I don't remember fighting with them ever. There were times when I didn't like my sister. I loved my brother. I thought he was super. But I don't. My sister would tease me.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she was different. Too smart.
Too smart. Yeah, you were the valedictorian and she was too smart.
I was a good worker. Yeah, no. She was smart. Yeah, she would have been an engineer if the women had been engineers.
Mm-hmm.
But I was a dietitian. What else? My childhood. I wanted a horse. I wanted a pony.
Is that why you had so many?
I never had an animal.
I mean, but never in your childhood or?
Never in my childhood. I never had any kind of a pet.
So you overcompensated by having 5 Irish setters at a time.
Something like that. Something like that. Yeah. Yeah, I guess. And horses. We mm-hmm. had horses. I wanted, my parents actually did investigate getting me one. But it was, I would have had to board it, and I mean, it's expensive, and my parents didn't have, I mean, my dad had his own business,
mm-hmm.
and started during the Depression, and they didn't sell, and my mother was treed by a dog one time.
Treed?
Yeah, she was, he charged her and was going to bite her, and so she went up the tree.
I didn't realize that was an expression, to get tree.
She went up the tree, yeah. Well, you've learned. So, I didn't have either. My dad had, they had cats at the feed store, because, but those were my mousers.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a cat called Singer, and they used to tease her. They would put Pepsi or something like that fuzzy on her tongue, She would take off like a shot.
Oh.
That was mean. They were mean. But no, we never had cans. My mom just wouldn't have them, so we didn't have any. Had a big garden.
Mm-hmm.
She had lots of flowers. She grew gladiolus. I learned about them. I mean, they had a... Time for a new question?
No, it just gave me a notification. No, you can keep going.
They used to get thrip, so she soaked the bulbs and she did all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
My dad had roses, lots and lots and lots of roses. And he grew corn, and I remember, we used to make tomato juice.
Mm-hmm.
Made our own tomato juice, and we had an assembly line. We had these laundry tubs in the basement, and my dad would set up a workstation. He'd wash, and somebody would cut. They'd cut them in like quarters, and we had a gas plate down there, two gas burners,
mm-hmm.
and cook the tomatoes. And then we had this huge cone-shaped juicer.
Mm-hmm.
And you put the tomatoes in that and juice it, and out they come out the big end. And my sister had one job, and my brother was the carrier, and he carried the juice upstairs so my mother could can it the next day.
Uh-huh.
That was quite an assembly line that we had. Yeah. It was, everybody was there. There were mm-hmm. no excuses, no nothing. You showed up for juice night, and my mom made ketchup. And she made canned tomato juice with it.
Mm-hmm.
And back in the days when you had to have, we didn't have access to freezers and
yeah.
all the stuff in the stores was, during the winter, there were oranges and they were expensive.
Mm-hmm. Do you want a new question?
Yeah.
Tell me your favorite memory of meat, your favorite. You don't have one?
I'm thinking what my favorite one is. I think the way you liked my music box.
Which one?
The only music box I've got. The one that's in the bedroom with the ballerina dancing.
Uh-huh.
That is yours, you know.
Wait, the winter one?
Uh-huh. Oh, you loved that.
Oh.
You just loved it. Yeah, that's yours.
Because they just dance. They don't stop. They go in circles.
Oh, I know, but you just loved it. So it's yours.
Okay. That's what's your favorite story about me? Do you have one or does nothing come to mind? Or Cameron. It can involve Cameron, too. Or if you have a distinct one about Cameron, you can just share that, too. Cameron is my sister.
Oh, did we explain? We need to explain that.
I don't know.
I think when you learn to drive the boat. I just think it was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
You learned how, and Cameron too.
Yeah.
Once you learned how to drive the boat, you liked it much better up there.
Well, because you can do what you know, you're
exactly.
not restricted.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to have to get a new motor for that boat. I think so. And I think maybe we're going to, and I think we're going to have to get a new battery. I know we have to get a new battery for the other one.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I think we're going to have to get a new battery for that. But so, and then I like seeing you paint the deck this summer.
See, I thought this would be, like, fun, like, you threw spaghetti on the curtains, but it's like, no, I liked when you do chores for me.
No, you were very, and the best part of the whole thing was when I gave you money for doing it, you said, I wasn't expecting it. I thought that was so great. I thought, how wonderful. She did all that, worked hard, and didn't realize she was going to get paid for it. So.
Do you have a favorite memory of Cameron, or is it just the boat?
One day when I was still working and your mom was working, she mm-hmm. was still, and Cameron was sick. So your mom stayed home for the morning And I talked to my boss, and he let me leave. So I took places with her, and I held her. She snuggled right into my arm, and it was kind of like we bonded. We both napped together.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. Can you tell me about who is the one person who's had the most influences on your life and why? Or if no one comes to mind, then that's fine. Like, it could be a celebrity, which I don't think is the case.
Unless... No, I don't know who influenced my life. I think just my history teacher in school. Just everything. I was very active in the youth group at church, and the choir. I sang in the choir. I don't know that there was any one particular person.
Okay.
My parents.
That was a very short-lived question. What is one of your happiest memories?
I've had a lot of them.
Well, what's one of them?
I think when your grandfather, we were on the ship and around Tahiti, and when your grandfather got me the earrings, I kind of figured it out what he was doing, but still it was, I talked him into going down and looking at the black opals. I said, they're having champagne. Don't you want to go down and we'll look? And so he kind of took the owner aside. And I'm sure that what he said is, you know, whatever she wants. It was for our 50th wedding anniversary. And I picked out one. And I kind of saw him go. And he says, well, come on, let's go. I think we'll think about it. So I'm like, where are they? And he walked out, and then he said, well, let's go to dinner, and we'll think about it. So we're sitting, we had a table for two, and they kind of saved it for us, because I think they knew it was a special occasion for us. And the owner of the shop came in carrying a tray with a towel over it, and bird of paradise, which is a very flowery. Do you know what a bird of paradise is?
No.
It's a flower from South Polynesian type of flower. It's ornate. It's ornate's the best word for it. And it was on the tray, and she opened up the tray, came right to the table, and opened up and there inside was the box with the earrings in it.
How did he know that those would be the ones that you'd pick, or like?
Oh, he nodded to, while I was there, they were communicating one way or the other. I saw her go, you know, kind of nod her head, and, but when we walked out of there without them, it was like, okay, that was a waste. I don't know. And everybody was watching, you know. There's like, oh, how cool. Yeah, I think that was probably the nicest thing. Nicest thing he ever did, really. Well, he did a lot of nice things, but that was... And he took me to South Africa when he was so sick. That's when we came back early. And I know that was for me, because that was like our 55th. That was one of the first places I ever wanted to go. But it was always the most expensive because of the airfare and everything. So that's why we went to there, which was also a very nice thing for him to do.
Yeah.
Even if we had to abort.
Okay. Can you tell me the story of how you got engaged?
I'm not really sure. He asked me to marry him over the phone.
You know, it was...
I didn't have a diamond. I didn't want a diamond because he couldn't really afford one.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want just a... I wanted a wide wedding ring instead, mm-hmm. which I got.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he asked my father. I'm pretty sure he didn't ask my father if it was okay, which is what they did in those days.
Yeah.
Maybe he did. I don't know. But no, he was in the service, and he was down in, I guess it was Kentucky where he was when he asked me over the phone. And I had another date in the other room.
Oh, my God.
I was cooking dinner for him, Thanksgiving dinner for the other date.
Wait, so did you say yes over the phone?
I did.
What did you tell your date?
My date said to me, that was the other guy, wasn't it? And I said, yes. And we finished dinner.
Uh-huh.
And I saw him once more after that. And that was, he stopped. I was just about ready to write him a letter.
Uh-huh.
And he stopped. I was working in Utica.
Mm-hmm.
And in a TB sanatorium.
Uh-huh.
And he stopped by, and I told him then that it was over.
So, you know, what can you tell me about your wedding day?
I was late. It was a small wedding. It was my sister, was my maid of honor, or matron of honor, and Bob's brother was his best man. That was the total of the wedding party, no bridesmaids or anything. I think we had 30 guests. We had only invited a few, and I had my high school friend and her husband, and my college roommate and her husband, and Bob had, well, his sister and her husband, my brother and his wife, and Bob had a couple that we both had gotten to know. Actually, I'd driven with the girl down to Virginia, I think, when Bob was stationed down there, and another guy that he knew. It wasn't warm. Second of July, 1955. I still remember. And it was really hot. 5 o'clock wedding. There had been a wedding ahead of us, and my sister had Paul. Do you know? Remember Paul? Mm-hmm. Cousin Paul. He's a musician. Lives in Syracuse. Married to an attorney, or is it? Anyway, he was probably 3 when mm-hmm. we were married, and my sister was and I were taking him to the babysitter.
Mm-hmm.
We left him at the babysitter, and we lost the car keys someplace. We dropped the car keys. Finally, found it and got to the wedding a little bit late. But I understand he was late too, and we were just mm-hmm. a little bit later. But it was a nice service. We went to Seneca Falls, to the Armitage. I remember the name of the place, Armitage, for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
We had roast beef, but I didn't eat any. I ate nothing, I think. But it was very nice. It was very quiet, very small. Like I said, about 30 people.
Mm-hmm. Where was it? Where was the actual wedding?
Oh, in the Presbyterian Church in Geneva.
Uh-huh.
In the big church. They didn't have a small chapel at the time. Afterward, they had one, but
mm-hmm.
yeah.
As the last question, and it's, what is the worst thing you did as a kid?
Beat up my next door neighbor boy.
Why?
I don't know.
You just beat him up for the heck of
it? No, there had to be, there was a reason. I would not have, I don't know.
But how
I
badly?
I think he had a bloody nose.
Oh my God. But how old is he and how old were you?
He was just my age, and I don't remember how old we were, but we were young. We were young, probably 8 or 9, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But
how much trouble did you get in that?
I don't remember. You probably said, good for you. I don't know. I don't remember. I do remember getting in trouble for walking with my ice skates on in the on the hardwood floor. I got sent to my room for that one.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for interviewing with me.
You're welcome. Did you learn a lot?
I learned a lot.
I'll bet you did.
Okay.
It'll probably come back a little misinterpreted.
How so?
I don't know. Usually when you tell somebody something else, they always put a little different twist on it. Not intentionally, but...
Oh, you mean like you probably misinterpreted it?
Or... You put a different, maybe different twist on it when you when
like
you
I'll tell Mom that Grandma thought you were an annoying child.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Don't play it back. I don't want to hear it.
I'm not.